Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Chief. How's my hair today?
Just put your hair up or something. Isn't there some sort of a
temporary hair dye?
Yeah, just invest in some of that. And keep it in your desk drawer in case the commissioner decides to show up. Oh, it's fine in this office. Just make sure no one else outside the office sees your hair. Oh, and make sure it's a normal color, you know, the kind of hair color people are born with.
Yes, sir. Well, I think that went well.
Hey, Alex.
Yes?
I need someone to do surveillance tonight since your partner isn't here. Can you do that for me?
Yeah, I can do that.
Good.
Morning.
Morning. Looks like your partner decided to play hooky.
She doesn't do that, but knowing her, she's probably running late.
Oh? Well, that's funny. Because she wasn't here yesterday.
Wait, what?
She was supposed to be here to help me with the training.
Why didn't you say anything?
I'm new here. At the other station I was at, people skipped work all the time.
Does the chief know about this?
Yeah. I mean, I think he does.
Hey, it's Alex. I'm calling because it's been over 24 hours since I've heard from you. And also, your radio is turned off. Please call me as soon as you get this. Bye. Hey, Chief. I'm starting to worry about my partner. The rookie says she didn't show up yesterday, and you know that's not like her.
It's been the full 48 hours?
I think it's been 27.
She'll show up, I'm sure.
Well, I'm getting worried because I remember her getting curious about the body that we found, and...
I mean, she'll show up. Her job's on the line.
Yeah, but... Chief, she's my partner. And I'm thinking she left because...
Detective Alexandria, I can assure you that your partner's fine. Go back to work and stop worrying about it.
Yes, Chief.
That coffee's looking good. Wouldn't it be a shame if it went to waste?
It's fine, you can drink it.
Thanks, Alex. I hope I'm not prying or anything, but if you're that worried about your partner, you should go find her.
Yeah, I'm going to. I just hope I'm not running out of time.
All right, I'm done for the evening.
Okay. Sounds good.
Good luck finding your partner. I know what it's like to lose someone. I hope you find her.
Thank you.
I'm heading out now. Don't forget the surveillance.
You got it, Chief.
Oh, and look. Alexandria, you're a good worker. I care about your reputation as much as you do, and I like you. That's why I'd be ashamed to smudge that good name of yours. Wouldn't it?
What exactly are you trying to say?
Some cases are better off closed. Just keep your nose clean for me, okay?
I'll keep my nose clean for you. As long as I can keep my hair whatever color I want.
Okay. Deal. Good evening, Detective.
Good night, Chief.
I'm trusting you. Make sure you report anything suspicious.
You got it. That's me.
No, you're just delusional. All right, I'm coming up.
I don't need to hear all of this.
I am back, and oh my gosh, you are never going to believe.
Okay, so this part happened 3 days ago.
Hey, just so you know, they want you to stay in the basement.
Are you kidding me? I'm not staying down here.
Oh, no. Jane, you didn't.
You're suspended.
You joking?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh, she did. Great.
I don't care if I get
just
suspended.
What I suspected.
I'm gonna finally figure out what is going on here.
She took off. The chief has to be hiding something. It's a good thing that it's storming out. I'll use it as a cover-up. I had to shut the cameras off. He might not even ask me about the cameras, but if he does, I'm gonna have to tell him that the power went out last night and everything had to shut down. I did some snooping. I went into the chief's office and I went through his belongings and I found some sketchy looking case files and snapped some photos of them. I also went through Jane's desk and I found a box that she has, a bunch of cassette tapes that she recorded. And I'm gonna listen to them as soon as I can. Maybe they'll provide me with some sort of information. I always felt like she was hiding something from me, but I trust her. There's something bigger going on that I can't explain. I'm gonna take some time off now, just like she did. I also went through the security footage and I was right. The chief is indeed hiding something. I can't get into details because I don't wanna waste any more time. I'm going to find her. I'm gonna find Jane. And I'm leaving a trail of cassette tapes just in case anything happens to me. Jane is headed to Lost Lake. And now, I'm headed there too. This is Alex over and out.